listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to Season 5, Episode 28. Today, we're going to be diving into a powerful and deeply relevant topic that has wide-reaching implications for both our personal and professional lives. I'll be talking about what is the glass cliff for Black women and its impact on mental health. I am going to be tying in the significance of Kamala Harris running for president as a Democratic candidate. And I'm also going to give you some history on women's right advocacy and, spoiler alert, how Black women weren't always included in those rights. So buckle up and get ready for an eye-opening episode. Now, before I get into the glass cliff, let's first talk about what it even means. The term glass cliff is a relatively recent concept in leadership studies, and it's particularly relevant for women in leadership positions. Now, you might be familiar with the glass ceiling, and that's an invisible barrier preventing women and marginalized groups from reaching the highest levels of leadership. But what happens when someone actually breaks through that ceiling? For many women, especially Black women, the story doesn't end there. Instead, they find themselves standing on what's called the glass cliff. The glass cliff is a term coined by researchers Michelle Ryan and Alex Haslam in the early 2000s. It refers to situations where women and people of color are placed in leadership roles during times of crisis or instability, situations where failure is more likely. Think about being given keys to a sinking ship. You're in charge, yes, but the odds of success are already stacked against you. Now let's bring this concept closer to home. Kamala Harris, our vice president, made history when she became the first woman and the first Black woman and the first South Asian woman to hold that office. And now, as a Democratic candidate for president, Kamala Harris is yet again in the position that challenges the status quo. Now this is an incredible achievement, but it also comes with an immense amount of pressure. The idea that the glass cliff is in full effect here. She's stepping into that role. Statistically speaking, it's fraught with challenges that many leaders before her did not have to contend with. It's almost as if society was waiting to see if she can manage an already fragile and divided nation. If she doesn't, the blame game will be swift and harsh. This is a reality for many Black women who find themselves in leadership positions. They are often called upon to switch situations that are already near the brink of collapse, whether that's leading a company in financial trouble, stepping in as a community leader during a crisis, or like Kamala, entering a political arena at a time of profound division and uncertainty. The stakes are sky high. And the expectations placed on these women are often unfairly inflated. But that leads us to an important question. Why are Black women placed on this glass cliff? The reasons are complex and often tied to deeply rooted stereotypes. One of these stereotypes is the idea of the strong Black woman. The stereotype suggests that Black women are endlessly resilient, capable of handling anything that life throws at them, no matter how difficult. While resilience is a positive quality, the expectation that Black women must always be strong can be damaging. As a Black woman, I can tell you, this places an unrealistic burden on us and ignores the fact that everyone, no matter their background, needs support, rest, and care. There's also the idea that when situations get dire, it's time for a change. Companies, political parties, and organizations want to signal that they're doing something different. And often that something different means putting a woman or a person of color in charge. This can create a situation where the success or failure of an entire entity is unfairly tied to an individual who has been set up with a nearly impossible task. Now let's take a trip back in time to understand how we got here. Women's rights advocacy has a long history going all the way back to the suffrage movement in the 19th and 20th centuries. During that time, women fought for their right to work, to vote, and to be seen as equal to men. The infamous 1848 Seneca Falls Convention, often seen as the birthplace for women's rights movement in the United States, and brought together pioneers like Elizabeth Gandy Stanton and Susan B. Anthony. However, there was a glaring exclusion in these early movements. Black women were often left out. Despite being critical allies and advocates, Black women were marginalized even within the women's rights movement. Figures like Sojourner Truth, who gave her famous Ain't I a Woman speech in 1851, highlighted the hypocrisy of a movement that demanded rights for all women while ignoring women of color. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. Now, this exclusion didn't stop Black women from fighting for equality, but it did mean that they were waging battles on multiple fronts against both racial and gender discrimination. Now, fast forward to the Civil Rights Movement, and we see the same pattern. Black women like Ella Baker, Fannie Lou Hamer, and Shirley Chisholm, and many others played pivotal roles, but were often sidelined in favor of their male counterparts. And today we still see this dual burden, the fight for gender equality and the fight for racial justice. Kamala Harris embodies this dual struggles. She's expecting to be the champion for women, a representative for Black people, and a leader for the entire country, all while walking on this glass cliff. It's not an easy role, and the mental health implications of this kind of pressure are significant. And let's talk about that for a moment. The impact of the glass cliff on the mental health for Black women. The constant pressure to prove yourself, to fix everything, and to do it with grace and strength is exhausting. The fear of failure looms large, and there's a sense that if you do fail, it will not just be a personal failure, but it will be seen as proof that women, or Black women, cannot succeed in these roles. This type of thinking adds to an enormous mental and emotional burden, and it leads to increased stress, anxiety, and even burnout. Imagine trying to lead a team, or a community, or a country, while knowing that there are people out there who are just waiting for you to slip up. Imagine having to prove your worth every single day, while balancing the expectations placed upon you by others who may not believe in you in the first place. This type of pressure can lead to imposter syndrome, an inner feeling of self-doubt despite external success. It's exhausting, and it's not something that anyone should have to endure alone. And yet, Black women in these positions often feel like they have to be role models, the pioneers, and examples for everyone else. This creates a vicious cycle where we don't feel able to reach out for support, where they're afraid to admit vulnerability or weakness. It's a direct hit to mental health because it denies the very human need for connection, validation, and for empathy. So what can we do about this? First, we need to change the narrative. The strong Black woman is an inspiring figure, but it's okay to say that strength doesn't mean invincibility. We need to acknowledge that Black women are human beings. We are deserving of the same empathy, support, and care that anyone else would expect. We also need to recognize the patterns that create the glass cliff in the first place. It's not enough to give someone a leadership position and then leave them to figure it out without any of the resources that they need. True equality means providing support, mentorship, and realistic opportunities for success. And if we, as a society, want to see a diverse leadership thrive, we have to create environments where failure is not just the end, but part of growth. For Kamala Harris and other Black women in leadership, we need to offer support, encouragement, and the belief in their abilities, not just when they succeed, but when they stumble too. Now, as I wrap up today's episode, I want you to think about how you can support the Black women in your own life, whether they're in leadership positions in your community or within your circle of friends and family. How can you lift some of that burden? How can you ensure that their strength isn't taken for granted, but instead celebrated and supported? Kamala Harris represents possibility. She shows us what's possible when barriers are broken. But we must make sure that those who break barriers aren't left to stand alone on a fragile cliff. It is our collective responsibility to make sure that the ground beneath them is solid.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.